9 Mountain Grove Road.
Applicant Nathan Burton seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to develop approximately 13.6 acres at the end of Mountain Grove Road, Branson, into multifamily and single-family home development for nightly rentals. So, zoom out one more. We were here. Here's that intersection. Here's the parcel that you just heard on Mr. Turner's project. So, down Mountain Grove all the way to the end. It used to be some, what was the name of the resort?
Ozarks Prime.
Yeah, it's Ozarks Prime Resort is how it started out.
That's what that was.
Yeah, that's the Ozark Prime Resort.
That was going to be timeshare, wasn't it?
It was timeshare. Yeah, timeshare. Here was the main house. There's a duplex, correct?
Triplex? The buildings are both fourplexes.
Fourplex, so fourplex and a fourplex currently on the property. This is the wastewater plant. But it's these parcels right here that your applicant's bringing through. And he's here to answer more questions.
You want to come on up?
Sure.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Anything you want to add to what Scott's presented or specific details?
So, yeah, back in the mid-'80s, that property had actually included, and I think it was more like 400 or 500 acres. It was Ozarks Prime Resort, and you know, it's kind of been pieced up and parceled out a little bit. There's been a subdivision built on part of it, and my family still owns about 200 acres. Everything on the west side of the road there is all owned by my family still, and you know, there's a condo building already down. There's a 10-unit condo building down there on the water, and then two houses. But it was built in the mid-'80s, and it was a timeshare resort. So, you know, the first phase of this right now, we've got a separate two-acre parcel there where the two fourplexes are. And, you know, right now we're wanting to remodel those and use them for nightly rentals. And what we'll do is do a condo plat, and we'll actually sell the units individually and just basically taking it back to the use it was.
I want to get in trouble. So this used to be the clubhouse and the office building. There's an old pool that's it's been filled in and destroyed long ago. So we actually remodeled this building and this building already. I personally live here, and this is our garage. And so then we're wanting to clean these two buildings up now. We're going to put a pool in back here for them and keep that entrance back there and kind of make it a little separate entity for now.
And sell those out as condominium style with nightly rental options.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. And there is lake access down there and everything like that. So it's kind of going back to its original use. I know I've come through on that whole property, and we've actually been approved for, back before everything crashed, we got approved for a subdivision. I believe it was 57 or 58 lots is what we were approved for.
I looked at too many. I can't remember. Somewhere right in there.
Yeah, it was a bunch of lots. And so we're kind of wanting to step back from the single family homes and go less dense as far as quantity of buildings and keep some more of the trees, keep it a little bit more natural on that property, but do all nightly rentals, cabins and duplexes. We won't do any more fourplexes, just the ones that are existing.
So do you have a proposed plat or layout, or is...
Well, so as far as the new stuff, no. I mean, it's at this point, I brought the old plat just in case it was interest anybody, as far as what was approved out there. And I can work on, between now and the next meeting, a new one. But we aren't breaking ground or even moving forward on any new structures at this point. We're trying to get approved for that out there on the property so that we can have a future going forward. But... we may remodel those buildings and sell them and lose enough money that we don't do anything anymore. But
how many units have you got in those condos?
So there's two fourplexes right now. So there's eight total in the two buildings. Yeah, and they're between, I think, 1,100 and 1,500 square feet each.
And down the road where that condo building is that still currently timeshare, or is that...
No, so these condos here, they're mostly vacation homes. So
10 individual out. 9 individuals actually own them, but one of them owns 2 of them. They're individually owned, but they have a condo plat, obviously.
Yeah.
I think their covenants kind of restrict, like I said, it's mostly retirees, so I know their covenants are fairly restrictive within themselves to kind of keep out younger kids.
The ones you own,
no, they're empty right now. They're sitting empty.
How many bedrooms are there?
The way they sit, they're different. So these units here, 3 of them sit with 2 bedrooms on the main floor and a loft, and one of them has that plus an extra bedroom in the attic. So we would probably make them all up, and we'll capture another bedroom upstairs. So it would make them 3 bedrooms and a loft. And then these are a little smaller. They have a bedroom on the main floor and then a bedroom and a loft up above. And they can't, nothing else can be captured. They're a little smaller.
Does your loft, is it going to qualify as a bedroom for the night?
So I kind of grilled me on that. So
a door, a window. Yeah. A closet and so many square feet.
Yeah, rope. So we're going to put dormers on all of it. Try to get more windows and stuff. A lot of these buildings, we've had to remodel a bunch anyway already because they had skylights on every one of these. It's been a nightmare dealing with what was there originally.
Skylights leak.
You are very correct.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they've been murdered. So we're going to completely rip those roofs off.
So you're basically going to have 4 bedrooms.
Is the intent. That's what we're going to try for. As long as I can get what's not standards. Is these will have 4, but these will stay at 3.
Okay.
These will stay smaller. There's no one here. We've got lots of space for parking. And I've already talked to Jim Single and trying to get up to date on the fire codes and make sure I can meet all his requirements. Which is one reason why we probably won't build any more fourplexes.
Any other questions? All right, we will see you February 10th. All appreciate right. your time.
Thank you.
Scott, do we have any newer old business to attend to?
No, just couple of reminders. Oliver Township, which is the township that Rick Caudell lived in until he moved, which is your very southwest corner from Foggy River Road to the east of the railroad tracks over towards Branson Creek, all the way south to Arkansas Line, and then the Stone County Line on the west and Arkansas Line on the south. That very corner township, we're still missing a Planning Commission member, if anybody knows anybody in that area that they might just have sign up. So, meant to mention that, and the traditional zoning amendment is in the county commission attorney's hands. I indicated to him I'd like to at least hopefully have it back by February, but realistically by March, to bring it before you in March. Depends on the agenda. I wouldn't want to bring it if it was a real huge agenda. But we're getting closer to bring it back to the planning commission to review, hold their public hearing, and pass it back to the county commission where it would set until we finish the maps. We can't really build the map till we have somewhat approval on the amendment for the traditional zoning. So,
good.
That's all I have. No other business, actually, just information.
Any other comments, questions?
I got a question on this. Is this application just going to be for them fourplexes, or is he wanting nightly rental, whatever he wants to do in that whole spot? Is it the whole thing?
Up to 40, I think, is
up
what he said.
Up to 40 units.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll clarify that, and I told him we'd need a better plan. His application came not very long ago, and I said we're going to have some proposed layouts because you're going to want to, the planning commission is going to want to see at least a concept. And he said he'd draw one up by public hearing.
Okay, and it may be moot, but we're talking 40 in addition to the fourplexes.
I thought his mention was 40 total, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If I remember right, it was cabins built along this way, single cabins.
scattered out along here. This was quite a deep little ravine. I've walked it before, and it is. But I'll get somewhat of a concept from him.
All right. Anyone want to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
To adjourn? Got a motion? Second?
I'll second it.
Motion, second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.